Jesus warned us about the hirelings, the false shepherds who deceive the flock. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. How can we recognize a false shepherd? What do they teach? If the shepherd claims the Bible is not completely the Word of God, that it contains stories and myths which are simply object lessons, such as the creation account, that is a false shepherd. If the shepherd claims that all religions lead to God, so it does not matter what you believe, as long as you are sincere, that is a false shepherd. If the shepherd claims that you must do something to attract the attention of God, that is a false shepherd. If the shepherd claims that you must earn your salvation, even a little bit, that is a false shepherd. You can also recognize a false shepherd if they demand some sort of payment or claim special knowledge known only to a few. The false shepherd demands respect and titles and obedience. Yet the false shepherd is not available when you need help, when you are facing a crisis. False shepherds also make demands to control the sheep, demands such as prohibiting certain foods or demanding certain clothing. The good shepherd is gracious and merciful, desiring to care for all the sheep without the thought of reward. He gives his life, not because the sheep are lovable, but because they are not. May our Lord give us wisdom to flee to the false shepherds and return to the good shepherd. Amen.